the snake will eat its own tail eventually. It's just a question of how much damage it can do before it gets to that point. Progressivism as a whole, and wokeness as this kind of fringe version of leftism that has kind of taken over a lot of the movement, or at least a lot of the schools and some of the leading thoughts on it. It's a leech. It's a parasite. It cannot stand on its own. It doesn't build anything on its own. It latches onto existing institutions and ruins them. Woke people never build a country or found a university or make true, good, and beautiful things. They take those things and ruin them. That is part and parcel of the ideology. It's deconstructionist. That's what it does. It needs a grievance in order to survive. So it needs something good that has been created. It needs to try to find some kind of flaw or any mistakes in the history of that thing, and then exploit that to make people miserable, make people think about oppression and think in terms of wrongs that were done rather than blessings that we have, and then topple the entire thing. Chesterton wrote about this a lot, about how rebels rebel against everything and stand for nothing. And they don't realize that by rebelling against something, they are setting up their own new order. They're not prepared to do that. They're going to, you know, they're going to have to, if they succeed in this whole deconstructionist movement, they are going to become kind of defenders of this conservative thing on some level, because they're going to have to build something new, and they're going to completely fail at that. So it will collapse. It's a question of when, I think, rather than if.